wonderful to be here today on St. Patrick's Day, on our national holiday, and who better to share it with than Billy McGuire. Welcome back. How are you?
Thank you very much for inviting us on. As you know, the Irish Republican Brotherhood were founded on St. Patrick's Day, 1858, by James Stephen at 16 Lumber Street in Dublin.
Yes.
And by John O'Mahony in Doheny's in New York. And that's the reason why we celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
It's a special day.
It goes back to the 1155 to keep that alive.
Yes.
And that's that was awful, what happened there. I mean, that was a Holocaust.
Yes.
In 1155, yeah. When Pope Adrian IV, the only English pope, he gave Hibernia, which was Eire, to Henry II to expand his empire.
Yes.
And the Irish people. And what they did, and that's been covered up. How many did we say?
867 years. Yes,
this.
Yeah. And it wasn't, I mean, it wasn't his to give. It wasn't his to give.
How could you give that away? But that has been the conflict between the Sovereign Republic of Eire and Britain ever since.
Yes.
And it was all about them expanding their empire. And I mean, that was shocking to do that. And it was, you know, it was England, Ireland, Scotland and Wales, and for the Crown of England to do that, Henry II, and all those Henrys up to Henry VIII,
yes.
and Cromwell, and his son-in-law, Ireton. I mean, they annihilated between 6 and 8 million people.
Yes.
I mean, that is absolute, and to cover that up, and I think it's time that was brought. Look, we don't want any violence or anything like that. We just want accountability.
Yes.
And the Irish people should know what happened to them.
Yes.
Worldwide. I mean, 70 million people worldwide. They should know, you know, what happened and how they arrived in these places.
Yes.
And you did a very good program, as you know.
With Philip Lynch, when we spoke about the Irish in the West Indies, the
yes,
slavery, yes.
You know, yeah. The slavery.
Yeah.
And so are those young Irish people. And what they did to those, you know, but that's what it's about. And everybody misses that.
Yeah, no,
you know, nobody mentions anything why we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day worldwide. And the people, we've lost, well, it shouldn't be lost. We should know what we're doing. And we have that's why we have our sovereign government.
Yes.
And that's come down along. We mentioned William Smith O'Brien. We mentioned you know, why these things happened.
Yes.
But
today is a special day for us, and not just a special day because of parades or because of wearing green. We need to be aware why it's a special day. And, you know, aware of the men who fought and died for our country and set up organisations like the Irish Republican Brotherhood so that we might know about our sovereignty and we might, you know, be a free people.
That's it. Sure, if you have sovereignty, you can be enslaved.
Yes.
And isn't that what they're doing? Isn't that what they did to us? And we're only making people aware.
Yes.
I mean, William Smith O'Brien, he was one of our founders.
Yes.
And James Stephens, he walked 3,000 miles around Ireland to set up the Irish and Fenian Republican Brotherhood and 16 Lumber Street, as we said today.
Yes.
And it's just shocking that parade goes on in Dublin. And every year I get onto the parades committee, I said, you know, to give the reason why we celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
And the tricolour flag, we see lots of that. I mean, that was, and I could read that piece for you if you like, about James Stephens, you know, when he died, that they changed the flag from, it came in here as orange, white and green, and
yes,
they changed it to green, white and orange to wrap around his coffin, you know. And these are very important to know where these came from. And it's very important to know that when they're walking down O'Connor Street, you think that they will stop at William Smith O'Brien's statue in O'Connor Street, and they would tell the people the fact.
They forget the reason why they are having this parade, or the reason why they have the freedom to have this parade and to celebrate our national day is because people have fought for this freedom.
50 yards from 16 Lumber Street.
Yes.
And you'd think that they'd mention that as well. They never even mentioned the IRB.
Yes.
And James Stevens and John O'Mahony, they're buried out in Glasnevin in two magnificent graves. And Glasnevin will have a day there for visitors on St. Patrick's Day. And they'll be showing them all the other patriots and all the other graves. They never showed them James Stevens or John O'Mahony's grave.
Yes.
And we're standing there. We go out there every year. I won't be going there because I'm not able to go anymore. But they were, the IRB will be there. You'd think that they'd tell them that. And you see all these Americans that, and I always shout, come over here and look at James Stevens.
Yes.
And they say, oh, this is what we came for. This is the information we want. And there's Glasnevin every year. And every year I ask them, no good. But in Europe, and I believe yesterday that in Europe they said, you have to have your sovereignty. And I think it's very, that's what we, that election. The 1918 32 county election.
Yes.
When Britain called it on the 14th of December 1918. IRB Sinn Féin, they were the ones, on the 28th of December 1918, they won 73 seats out of the 105. The Unionists got 25 seats, and the Nationalists got 6, and there was one independent. That's the mandate we were given to found the state, the Sovereign Republic of Erin. And it's from down the Irish Sea, all our territory,
yes,
with Britain, to right across to the United States and Canada in the Atlantic Ocean. And as you know, it was the IRB through the Knights Templars that brought sovereignty,
yes,
to America. And that was the Brendan voyage. And all that is up in Askeaton
on the Friary.
And, you know, it's so important that people should know. And you did a great program there on Holborn was the architect of the White House.
Of
Leinster House.
Yes.
And down in Askeaton, that's all aligned to Loch Gur and to the stone circle there. That's the sacred site. And that's the Star of David. And it's up in the wall. And all that is up in the wall in Askeaton. And Sir Nicholas Malby, he burnt that Friary.
Yes.
Because Britain didn't want anybody else to have. That's why, it's so important, that information. And Christopher Columbus, that's the reason why he came to Askeaton.
Yes.
To study what the friars were teaching. And it's all about, and we did that. If you went to BillyMaguire.com and you'll see Jerry O'Donovan, and we were down there. We did that.
Yes.
And that's the map of
the Mundi. Map of Mundi,
that's
yes.
The first map
that's
of the world.
Yeah.
It's in stone. It's in the cloisters there. And to study, and we did that, how you navigate between, it's the sun and the moon.
Yes.
And they're the two five-stringed harps that were on the Ark of the Covenant. And that is still there. And we did all that and put it up. People should know where they come from, and they should know truth, knowledge, and information.
Absolutely.
And that's where it comes, rather than propaganda, lies, and deception, which the world is in a terrible state at the moment.
Yes.
You see what's going on in the Ukraine, and you see what's going on, the lies and deception and fraud, and you see people just being annihilated, as they were in 1155.
Yes, it's history repeating itself. Yeah, it's the same thing, yeah.
You know, Henry II, or after Cromwell and that, their people were living in little hovels, and they went out and they just annihilated and sold off those young people as slaves.
Yes.
To work in the sugar plantations in the West Indies and that. You know, that should be there, and that if you haven't got your sovereignty, and if that's what the Irish Republican Brotherhood and all those Irish volunteers did for that election, it was that we are sovereign people.
Yes.
And with sovereignty, all 32 counties are sovereign. And the point of the whole issue is the Crown of England doesn't have sovereignty. Sovereignty means that you go into another country and you respect that state.
Yes.
You respect the sovereign government. And you respect that government and the people.
Of course.
And you respect their assets. Britain didn't do that. It was Henry VIII. He destroyed all that.
Yes.
It's a corporation. And that's what they set up here on the 6th of December 1921. a corporation.
A corporation based on greed.
Yeah, to pay for Britain's war debts and war pensions. And we're still doing it.
Yes.
And I think it's shocking to think that Britain, is who's not in the European Union anymore, is patrolling our borders and all our territory.
Yes.
I mean, that's just scandalous. They have no notion of ever giving that back.
No.
And these are the countries. If you have a sovereign government, the assets should be for the benefit of the people. And with all these rises in petrol and diesel and flour, should have been all that. You know, and all these sugar and all these things.
Yes.
People are just being, it's a new type of slavery. And that's what you're doing just to keep alive. And I think it's shocking to think, and all that knowledge and information, you can see the, your mobile phone and everything is on, we have today. That all comes from those two five-string harps that were on the Ark of the Covenant that are in Lochcourt. And that was the sacred site 40,000 years ago. And the Star of David, what's it doing down on the wall in the fiery Inaskeaton?
Yes.
And what's it doing? It built, as you know, Hoban, Washington was built on those two five-string harps that were on the Ark of the Covenant.
Yes.
And that's the Star of David. People
need to get back to a more elemental knowledge and a more harmonious relationship with nature.
Well, listen, I was going to ask you for that day to read the proclamation and to I'm going to ask you to. I wrote a letter to on Taoiseach because I've never referred to him as Taoiseach before. But
yes,
he came out on the 21st of January, and in Leinster House, Dáil Éireann has never sat in Leinster House,
correct?
And it's never ratified any part of Europe. Are we in Europe at all? I don't know if we are, and we have a sovereign government, and they won't recognise it. But he came out on the 21st of January, and he said, "Today, the 21st of January," he said, 1919, we got our independence.
And that was an extraordinary thing for him to say. Yeah, it was extraordinary.
And we have a sovereign government, and we have all that territory, and we have the coolest people in Europe, and it's worse it's getting. And where are we going to get all this, the young people? And I think it's shocking.
You see, we have
But I do, I'm asking you, before we finish our programme, that you will read the 1916 proclamation, which is our sovereignty. I also like the sovereign constitution. And
yes.
I explain about the first item on that the sovereignty is inalienable. That means it cannot be touched by anybody. And we know the dirty tricks that Britain pulled on Michael Collins and De Valera. I have the greatest regard for those two. We knew that De Valera was illegitimate.
Yes.
And that they used that against him. And they told him, look, he got off. He was to be executed in 1916. It was the Atkinsons that got him off up there in Ballingarry. And he wasn't born in New York. He was born on board ship. And they were kept that against him, and they used that. They brought him to England, and they made him bring Collins. And when he was in 1919, when he was in America, you know.
Yes.
And they brought Collins, and Collins was a tough military man. He had to be.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And he appealed to De Valera that he didn't want to go.
He didn't have the necessary skills, like as you
he
say.
He
was a military tactician, but he wasn't
when
a negotiator.
He got to London, yeah. To number 10 and all that, Lady Lavery and all those, and Churchill and Braddock, and they wined him and dined him, and then they told him, you can imagine in 1922, and they told him, look, you have an illegitimate son.
Yes.
And we're going to make that Northern Ireland. You can imagine 1922, because
at
that stage the church was running everything, and it could have destroyed everything. And he knew, and if he had to, they were, how were they going to get their treaty into Ireland? And that's what they did. They did the dirt on Collins and on De Valera, and they made Collins bring that into Dáil Éireann, and I've just quoted you the first sovereign Dáil Éireann government, and It cannot be put before an electorate. You cannot bring something like that into Dáil Éireann. If you do, it's treason.
Yes.
And that's how he knew that. That's why he was shot. And that's how he knew.
But he knew he would be. He knew at that point.
He did, of course. And but isn't it funny how that sovereign constitution is airbrushed out of every place? And why is it airbrushed out? People should be told the truth about this. It's time. And especially we talked about mobile phones. We can see what's going on in Ukraine at the moment.
Yes.
In those days, they hadn't that information. They didn't. People were didn't know. They were relying on letters and...
Letters and telegrams and, yeah.
There's no confusion today with young people. All those two five-stringed harps, that's all the intellect and reason and your five senses that you can... That you can have all this development and that, and we should respect it. And I have the greatest regard because the IRB, we're not a religious organization, we're a secular organization.
Yes.
But we respect God. No man or woman understands God, and sovereignty comes from God, and the sovereignty of God and the sovereign. We just mentioned the Knights Templars, that they protect the sovereignty of God, the sovereignty of mankind.
Yes.
And without any, and it's all this corruption of religion and everything else that went on and has gone on, and no accountability. And I think it's time all that stopped. And I think the sovereignty, people have a right. And that's what all that, having that election. And we bought, as you know, Vaughan's Hotel, 29 Parnell Square for that election. And we donated a substantial sum of money. That was a fund that they set up.
Yes.
And Britain had to have Ireland, that all those big estates, that was all to produce the food for the Crown Forces and the Royal Navy. That's what, and the people are starving, and they left the people starving.
Yes, and they exported barrels.
There was no famine in Ireland. They exported all that beef, mutton, lamb, fish, poultry.
Everything, grain, everything.
And the people weren't allowed to eat it. But there was a failure. There was no question about it. They should have immediately, that food that they produced should have been given to the people, and it wasn't. I mean, the cruelty and the to leave our people.
To like
8 million people die, and we only found, and as you know, your friend, Mr. Lynch.
Philip Lynch, yes.
He said 500, we were left only with 550,000 people after that, what they call the famine, which there was no famine. And that's where they brought in the plantation of Ulster and the plantation of Munster. And Britain brought in all those people. You know, people should know where you come from. And that's what I think is so important. The shamrock is a great symbol.
Because
it's the two five-stringed harps. And if you go into the government and you go into the courts and go into the four courts, and you see over the door, you see the two harps, but they're not properly aligned. And I think it's a shocking thing that Guinness has used it as a measure for their Guinness. I think that's a scandalous. And I do think that, the unionist people, they got 25 votes. And they're claiming the 25 votes in that 1918 term, that they're entitled to the six counties. That is not democracy.
That's not democracy, as we know
those
it.
Those are our people, as well as all the people in Scotland and in Wales and England. And to do that to the Irish people, and I think the Queen was right at the time when she stood up, when she came here and said that things should have been done differently. And they should have been. We paid that price of Britain's to expand their empire. And that was supposed to be done. And I wrote to Pope Francis that bullet, the billeter, was a fraudulent document. And we're still waiting to do it. But as you know, we have, IRB have a council now.
Yes.
And the Supreme has been of 12. And we're taking that now, that as a Holocaust crime against our people, to Europe, and to have it... properly, because I've been doing that peace, reconciliation and prosperity process since 1950.
It's a long time.
Well, it is, but I never got any place because everyone said, oh, you'll cause a civil war and you'll do this. All we want is accountability. No violence. Our people should know the truth and should know the facts. If you don't know this, how can you make a valid judgment? And your passport, you look at your passport. You are a member of the IRB. because on your passport is the sovereign seal and era. And as you know, I'm raging over the GA, what they did, took off the sovereign seal and era.
Off the medals.
And put on a symbol of the serpent. I mean, for the GA, to recognize our sovereignty and the sovereignty of the people, and to have it as a corporation. You were down there, and you witnessed that as well.
Yes.
When you were getting your award. And I think it's shocking.
I think that it's important to talk about these things, though, because on a day like today, on our national holiday, it's important to talk about, you know, these symbols and why they matter. Like
the conflicts are there and what happened. We don't want to conflict with anybody. We want to be part, but we cannot move on until the Crown of England comes out and sorts that out with the Pope.
There can't be reconciliation without accountability.
I mean, 1155, and they have to come out and say that Bullard ability was, and that's what we're taking to court as the conflict, and that could all have. They wouldn't sort it out. I wrote to the Pope, he wouldn't do it. I asked the Queen, that was the whole purpose. The Earl of Harrington took his seat in the House of Lords for that, and that was all about that. She was to come out in Dublin. We were at one side of the wall in Vaughan's Hotel in the Garden of Remembrance.
Yes.
And that's why Vaughan's Hotel is 29 Parnell Square in Granby Row. And she was at the other side of the wall, and she was to come out. But the Pope didn't do it. They have to do it together and come out and say all that 1922 and all what happened, sending in the Cairo gang to execute and annihilate the sovereign Dáil Éireann Gomeradh and all members of the IRB. And going down to Bloody Sunday. And you saw Bloody Sunday when 14 people were shot down. And then you saw up in Derry, their Bloody Sunday. It's the same amount of people were shot. And it is, and it's still going on, and it hasn't been sorted. What do we say, 767 years?
867, it's time, absolutely, it's time to sort it out. But there cannot be full reconciliation without accountability. There can't.
Well, when you in your own time read the proclamation, and you might just look at the sovereign constitution, because you've read them all beautifully before, and I think it's very important that people know, and those Irish volunteers, that's what they did, and they've got that sovereignty, and now that Europe is shouting about you have to have your sovereignty. That's our tricolour flag that's in the European Parliament.
Yes.
And that's all our sovereignty. We have a sovereign government, but it's our own people. And the Queen, on the 16th of March, wasn't it, 2017?
Yes.
When she signed Article 50 of Brexit, that finished the Free State. And then on the 6th of December, 1921, and then we had it this year, last year on the 100 years. That finished it. There is no Free State here now, and it's time that the politicians told the truth to the people, the judges told the truth to the people, and the civil servants told the truth to the people.
And it's time that the people asked for the
Republic
truth.
The Republic of Ireland surely doesn't owe any money and has no debt. And take out your passport. I'm asking everybody to do it. And also take out a euro coin out of your pocket. And an Irish euro coin has the sovereign seal, there's 14 strings at the harp. And the sovereign, you'll see the Europe on it. And that, put that up to the mirror. I mean, it's just shocking that the GAA have taken that sovereign seal off. They have no authority to do it. They're not the GAA. They're a corporate body to make money. Well, everybody has to make money, but they didn't have to take off that sovereign seal.
No.
And the IRB would have given them a license. It's on your license, your passport. If you don't have sovereignty, and I'm repeating it again, you can be enslaved.
You can be enslaved, yes. Yeah.
And that's what we don't want, and we don't want that again. You know, that modern slavery is probably taxation, and then we're probably rationing you on food, and you won't be allowed to do this. That's not what sovereignty is. Sovereignty is
freedom.
And I'm saying about, you go into another state and you respect that state's sovereignty and you respect the sovereign government and you respect their courts and their assets and the people. Sovereignty comes from God. And that's why we believe in God. And I think it was corrupted with religion and everything else. the sovereignty of God and the sovereignty of mankind, I mean, that's what we do. You're born with an intellect and reason, and you can understand your intellect and reason. You can understand his planet Earth and our civilization.
Yes.
And as the anointed there of this, I was anointed, as you know, in 1950.
Yes.
To keep that alive. And the Pope, he sent over the papal nuncio to St. Patrick's Church. And Monsignor Hugh O'Flaherty, he was running the Vatican at the time with T.J. Kieran and Dee Murphy,
his wife. Yes.
And they saved thousands of prisoners of war. American, you know. And I, those letters are up. And you can read that letter to Michal Martin,
yes,
that I asked him to bring, you know, the IRB, the card,
yes,
and the harp and era, to give it to Joe Biden. And I thanked the American people because St. Patrick's Day was founded there. I told you, in Doheny's in New York.
That's great.
On St. Patrick's Day, 1850, same as it was in Dublin. And to thank them for their help and guidance and all the Irish people that are there. And it is a wonderful celebration. But they must know what it's for.
They need to know. Yeah, they need to know what it's important, and we need to know why we are celebrating. Well, I don't have a copy of the proclamation close to hand, believe it or not, but I will read it and I will put it on the end of this program, as I have promised you to do. All that's left really for me is to say to you, until the next time we're speaking, happy St. Patrick's Day.
And may I return the compliment to you and your listeners. And thank you very much for educating our people.
Poblacht na hÉireann, rialtas sealadach, poblacht na hÉireann, lomhaointe na hÉireann. A ara agus a bhanán na hÉireann, in anam dé agus glúinte na marbh óna bhaigheann si a sean tradisiún mar náisiún. Tá éire trína ag garm a clíne chun a brátaí agus ag búla buile ar son na saoirse. Tar éis tí eagar agus ilúnta chur ar a chuid fear trína heagraíocht rúnda réamhlóideach, brothairicus phoblacht na hÉireann, agus trína heagraíochtaí mílata oscailte, óglaigh na hÉireann agus arm cara na hÉireann. Tar éis tí a riamhlas a thuairt go fáinach chun fuirfeachta agus feitheamh go rún dangan leis a bhall í féin go ailsiú go trothúil, tá sí ag ghlacú na faile sin anois agus le tacaíocht óna clann atá ar deoraíocht America agus ó cógúilithe calmas in Eorp, ach ag seasamh dé ar a neart díolais féin ar an gcéad easc, tá sí ag búla buile agus ílán dócasach go mérigh sí bua. Darbhí míd gur ceart ceannasach do chlóite é ceart bhaointe na hÉireann ar dhíol sin na hÉireann, agus ar chuacht gan chosc ar chinúint na hÉireann. Fuair go bháil an chiart sin atá áhimirt le fada ag poblacht agus rialtach eachtrúnach, níor bhúg si an ceart sin ná ní féidir é a bhúca go brach ach le díol tú muointe na hÉireann. Gach glúin dar tháinig, dhearbhaigh muintir na hÉireann a gheart ar hiarsa agus ar láthas náisiúnta. Sé thuaire le 300 bliain anuas dhearbhaigh siad faoi arm é. Ag seasamh dúing ar an gheart buíoch sin agus á dhearbhú a ríis dúing faoi arm os cór an tíl, fógraímid leis seo poblacht na hÉireann sna stáit ceannasach neamhsblach agus cuirmid ar mio féin agus bio ar gompánach arm i ngeall lena saoirse, lena las agus lena móra i measc na náisiún. Dlíon poblacht na hÉireann agus éilíonn leis seo díolseacht muintir ile na hÉireann idir éir agus fanná. Ráthaíonn an phoblacht saoirse creidimh agus saoirse sibhialta, cócheartha agus cóhéisina dá saoránig ile, agus dearbhíonn gur rúndaí féchant cúig sean agus sonas na náisiún ile agus gach páirte de, chlána ile an náisiún a chuimhnú go cothrum, gan bán acé ar na difríochtaí ar cothaigh rialtas cóthaíoch go cuaramach iad agus a dheil. Go tí go deocaigh an uair, de neart ar nárm rialtas náisiúnta buan a bhunú, a dhéanaigh ionadaíocht do bhaointear ile na hÉireann agus a thóg fuair le vótaí a chuid fear agus ban ile, déanaigh an rialtas sealadach a bhunaítear leis gnó, gnóthaí sí bhialta agus míleachta an phoblacht a riar ar iontaobhachas thar cean na muintere. Cuirmid cúis phoblacht na hÉireann faoi chuirmeacha dia mór na nuilcobhachtaí an impiamid a vanacht ar an arm agus a guimid gan ein dana a vesig fónaf sa cúsin as an or a harint arhi le míléachus le mí génacht ná le íverg. Ar uirseo na cinúna ní folóir don náisiú na hÉireann a cruthú lena bhisneach agus lena réomhléas, agus le til a chléine iad féin a Ebert mar bhatha leis an gcuitin gur fiú é an don ró úsal dá ngartar é. Ar na síú thar cean an rialtas Sealadaigh, Tomás O'Clairig, Sean McDermida, Tomás McDonagh, P.A. MacPairisc, Éamon Cant, Seamus O'Cnéile, Joseph Plunkett. Poblacht na hÉireann, the Provisional Government of the Irish Republic, to the people of Ireland. Irish men and Irish women, in the name of God and of the dead generations from which she receives her old tradition of nationhood, Ireland, through us, summons her children to her flag and strikes for her freedom. Having organised and trained her manhood through her secret revolutionary organisation, the Irish Republican Brotherhood, and through her open military organisations, the Irish Volunteers and the Irish Citizen Army. Having patiently perfected her discipline, having resolutely waited for the right moment to reveal itself, she now seizes that moment and, supported by her exiled children in America and by gallant allies in Europe, but relying in the first on her own strength, she strikes in full confidence of victory. We declare the right of the people of the Ireland to the ownership of Ireland and to the unfettered control of Irish destinies, to be sovereign and indefeasible. The long usurpation of that right by a foreign people and government has not extinguished the right, nor can it ever be extinguished except by the destruction of the Irish people. In every generation, the Irish people have asserted their right to national freedom and sovereignty. 6 times during the past 300 years, they have asserted it in arms. Standing on that fundamental right and again asserting it in arms in the face of the world, we hereby proclaim the Irish Republic as a sovereign, independent state, and we pledge our lives and the lives of our comrades in arms to the cause of its freedom, of its welfare, and of its exaltation among the nations. The Irish Republic is entitled to and hereby claims the allegiance of every Irish man and Irish woman. The Republic guarantees religious and civil liberty, equal rights and equal opportunities to all its citizens, and declares its resolve to pursue the happiness and prosperity of the whole nation and of all its parts, cherishing all the children of the nation equally and oblivious of the differences carefully fostered by an alien government, which have divided a minority from the majority in the past. Until our arms have brought the opportune moment for the establishment of a permanent national government, representative of the whole people of Ireland, and elected by the suffrages of all her men and women, the Provisional Government hereby constituted will administer the civil and military affairs of the Republic in trust for the people. We place the cause of the Irish Republic under the protection of the Most High God, whose blessing we invoke upon our arms, and we pray that no one who deserves that cause will dishonour it by cowardice and inhumanity. In this supreme hour, the Irish nation must, by its valour and discipline, and by the readiness of its children to sacrifice themselves for the common good, prove itself worthy of the august destiny to which it is called. Signed on behalf of the Provisional Government, Thomas J. Clark, Sean McDermida, Tomás McDonagh, P.H. Pearce, Éamon Cant, James Connolly, Joseph Plunkett.